afternoon, members. The purpose of this meeting is to address the report. By that, with the report, the report and made the Madam Holtzweig committee secretary. There are a few changes that we made, like for instance, if one reads on the first page, the first paragraph, if one reads on the copyright concern, we find that they are changed in terms of the documentation. And I think there are things that are on the phone because we did meet in the front of the room. The previous one, I think we met in the front of the room. It doesn't mention the second. And people like to put all the things in the front of the room. I'm referring to this one. So, we said that we would meet and then start for 2 hours. I don't know whether members would want to go through the report for 30 minutes and then
seeing that the previous meeting, 2 times this was engaged, this was substantial. I think I would support that we go for a social demand for 2 hours. I don't see going for 2 hours, our feet reality, because issues, except maybe the corrections or so on, but issues themselves have been presented in the meeting. So, really, I move for the short term.
My question was more on the 30 minutes to read. That's why my question was. Whether we require 30 minutes to read before we then engage on discussion. I am also not expecting that we would spend the full 2 hours here.
No, I support that. It's fine, I'll support the 30 minutes proposal. I would say that would be helpful is to see the highlights where change has been made. To see the in agreement with the Senate, so that one does not have to read everything.
Do you have you marked where you made the changes? In the...
Thank you, Honourable Member. One of the changes that was removed is more on the association and the committee has been presented in the previous meeting. So maybe if the committee can concentrate on the association, especially the one that's from the association meeting. It's more on obligation and communication.
And then members again also in the new correction. This thing is just happening. Can we proceed? Come on, stop one.
I think she was already, except the honorary note, but
yeah, but that is
he must be ready. It's in the...
You must be so calm. If you think that you can be, if you think that you are a government in waiting, you must learn how to process budgets. Because this is your first year in parliament. You can't be a government in waiting. And you can't say, you say you are a government in waiting, then you don't learn how to process a budget. Because you are not there. Because you are not there. You are going to oppose things that are not necessarily opposition, because our word was and also, you are not matching the budget to what the people said. So,
no.
It's so kind.
I would do like to. My mother was in 1994, they were deemed the same.
No. Nice to meet you, sir.
No, thank you, Mama. Come on, Mama, come on, Mama, come on, Mama, come on, Mama, come on.
Welcome home.
Yeah,
can we then just comment from members in the report? Has been any amendments to honor of my doctor?
Just like to comment, Chair, whether we will go page by page or whether. People will just go to areas. But personally, I would propose page to page because we will run fast because most of the where we start to get started is towards the end. Thanks so much. On paragraph 1 for me, not all the dates of which you said are included, and I would propose that all of them be included because we were granted the permission to put, and if we don't include the same date, our party's meeting and so we were asked to come out. I'm not in that committee, but also to ask the secretary to know that page one, because it's possible to miss it again. Thank you.
that's our position also. And that is why I proposed that we highlight area adaptation so that we cannot repeat what we discussed last week.
I don't know how possible that is because changes were effected in our presence and we were looking at the system. And there is no way that when they reported changes, that would be deleted. What would have helped was for members to bring their own copies and then go to a page where you have proposed the change. And look at whether what we have proposed is being effective. But also, in terms of the body of the report, there wasn't much change except for the spelling and grant. That is why we are concentrating on observation and recommendations, because that is where we need a number of changes.
I think we trust the software that they corrected our inputs last week and then we just go to observations and recommendations and see if we all agree with that. Thank you, Chair.
Can I remind members what happened? It will not be a matter of trusting the staff members. Corrections were made in our presence. As we were discussing, corrections will be made. What we did not see being amended, any observations and recommendations, which is why today we are focusing on observations and recommendations. But any other amendment was made in our presence, and we were looking at the comments when those changes were being made. Can we then go back to the recommendations?
Yes. Observations.
Okay, first observation. And observation starts at chapter 2.
On page 20 is only that they should instead with strategic plan and not in the air. They miss it. It's the first one. This has led to the strategic plan. It's only the L that is missing there. Not aligning.
This
is on the South African Women Network, the first bullet, 1, 2, 3, it's the first line, it's strategic plan, the L is the finger.
Correct, I know that we're looking at observations, but on the same page, above observations, that last bit where the sentence, the first sentence ends, that aligns. I just want us to be sure that's what we want, that, like that. Align, is it not aligned? Or it's the same page 20, above observations, not. And under 13.4, get to that alliance. I just thought we must speak carefully whether it's correct.
I think the whole sentence is paraphrasing. Under chance.
May I suggest that it reads, it has been established that the strategic plan of Solon has only recently been aligned with the strategic plan of Solon. Has only recently been aligned.
Okay.
same mistakes we've had before. So I think in a very positive light, is even when it's in the Secretariat must be scrutinized every page, because it only takes one mistake for the whole world to be ridiculed. So it might be they mustn't even if in a punishing way, if they do it together, they will manage. Thank you.
Also, it helps if someone who has not been writing it, because the one who has been writing it will understand in the mind what that should mean and not see the mistake.
An established practice, but I think Colonel kind of Sawen has only the same being fine.
On number three, for the chair, Minister of Finance, that's the government department, has to be prioritized and shift funds within. That's correct, Rabbi.
Yes, but also we get to prioritize. If we are talking about departments, then we should change health to health.
Maybe to state the that we propose. Maybe must take the past tense so that it becomes have prioritized as a suggesting committee chair and shift their funds within so that it thinks it's
can I suggest that the sentence reads, Minister of Finance, that the government departments have to be reprioritized and funds shifted within them?
No, he wasn't saying government departments have to be reprioritized.
The funds within them are prioritized.
Only on paragraph 4, the last sentence, which starts with, this is the department to deliver as well as value for money spent on human resource employed to deliver such a mandate. Mm-hmm. The committee, and the next sentence that says this will have a negative implication. We will need to go if there are many implications.
For the chair, what I want to ask now, I know the not necessarily the way it's written, number five. I just want to be sure of what you mean, because there could be two meanings to the administration versus the actual delivery part. The one meaning could be where administration has been given more funds versus the delivery funds. But the other meaning could be where the administration has been given X fund, amount of funds, but the actual delivery vehicle has been underfunded. So that I'm just afraid that we mustn't correct something only to find we now have end up with two witnesses instead of remaining with one shortcoming. But I'm saying this without authority. I just thought we must caution ourselves so that we don't, because we may find that the administration is well funded. But the problem is that the delivery vehicle is underfunded. You know, that's a possibility. So that's so that we'll be conscious of this. Thanks, Commissioner.
So maybe it will seem in the same thing. That under normal circumstances, administration has to take 20% of the budget and programs have to take 80%. Of the budget. Then you find a situation where the administration is taking more than 20% and the program is taking less than 80%. Whether the administration is well funded and the core functions are underfunded, meaning the same thing. Because at the end of the day, you want to see a 28 ratio. It then would mean that it would depend on the recommendation then that you are making. If you are recommending that funds be shifted from administration to the core business, you are then looking at the budget that you have in shifting it. But if your recommendation is saying apply a 20-80 ratio principle, then you are not saying the administration that is allocated to the administration has to be shifted to the government. So let us read that recommendation.
I know I'm slightly lagging behind, but all I wanted to indicate is that another possible solution, because you see, within departments, one of the typical problems is that they tend to underfund. And if we say the actual delivered funds becomes X, which is here, plus Y, to bring up the ratio, the whole ratio to 20:80. You know, it's still another option. So all I meant is that when we do make our decision, let's be conscious that we thought about it.
What are we raising here as an issue? Are we raising that the department is underfunded, or are we raising that the department is not adhering to the 80-20 ratio principle? What is it that we are addressing here?
I think this is a very good question. Is the question that we must answer. And whichever way we answer it, as long as we understand ourselves that is what you know we will need.
what is the truth? Is it the understanding of the Department or the non-appearance to 28 racial cases?
To me, it is the question of the non-appearance, not understanding the non-appearance, because the department obviously, from the beginning, we actually picked that one as we have been raising to say this is going to be next, because this is the norm. So I think that is where we are.
Then we are addressing the paper. I would suggest that they leave this as it is, because it talks to the principles of 38. Whether you have a bigger size or a smaller size, you can't have the administration that is eating more than the program. The principle remains whether the department is underfunded or not underfunded. But another crucial issue that we should look at is that it is the issue of non-adherence to 80-20 racial principle happens in a department that has not provided us with an organogram. Meaning that we don't know how does this chunk goes to, where does it go to. And you read that with the issue of the key important vacancies that are not there. The chief financial officer and a big chunk of the budget allocated to administration with no one responsible for looking at those ones. In other words, we are cautioning the department, we are cautioning the minister that fix that, because come on its time, it will be difficult to justify the allocation of such a huge budget to administration that doesn't show the full organogram, and also that does not have a permanent people that control the administration. Permanent DG and permanent CFO. Those are very crucial positions to control the budget. It's a very, very critical issue. If we don't caution on that one, we would have failed in our team. Because we must show that very light.
I think I achieved what I wanted. I intended the meeting to achieve. Because I wanted the meeting to seriously consider, so that we don't tomorrow, when we find administration being underfunded, we don't get surprised. Because as long as we have given a thorough thinking, I'm covered. Thanks, Commissioner.
I think it is covered, because there is a point where we are actually raising that during the budget review process, we pointed out that issue of a budget that did not have an administration that was allocated funding, but it did not have a full organogram. And we are still seeing the same even now. There is no budget for administration, there is no full organogram, but there are two important vacancies that would then control that administration budget.
provision? We are on page number 22. Only paragraph
11. Call me out of order, or maybe I don't understand, but I don't take this seriously. Bullet number 6 and 7, especially the continuation of the bullet. I wanted to say that it's repeating what it was said at page 6. Now it's 6. It's not 7, it's the same. I'm sorry.
On number 8, the committee observed that the progress of FIFA does not talk. So because it's progress, I propose we say do. But at the same time, I think we must strive for consistency in the abbreviation of FAWEN. If we are writing it, I think we are writing it most of the time in capital letters to show that it's acronyms. We should be consistent so that number 11 and any other should also take a capital form. Thanks for concern.
Okay. Paragraph 14. Oh, another one, sir.
Yes. Chair, I'd like to take issue with that paragraph. Because I'm not so sure that I can't remember observing that. I mean, the point is, FIFA's vastly focused on microenterprises. You look at it, most of its loans is granted to microenterprises loaning amounts 500 to 5,000 rand. So I don't think that's correct. I think it does talk to those microenterprises.
What I remember raised by Honorable Mabas, who should be a of the case, was that as much as FIFA was providing that funding, FIFA was outsourcing that to intermediaries who were then charging the 343 and 110% interest. But also, the point that was raised by Honorable Mabaso that day, you also asked for the same documents that you would ask from an established person, which is what this relates to. Honorable Mabaso.
So then maybe we need to say it does not make the loans directly to survivors.
But it doesn't end there. It does make them. You are correct, but that is not the only issue. When they arrive at the intermediary, they are still subjected to 1 year financial statement and all those things. They should, which means they are not focusing on a person that is starting. You remember I didn't say, this is one page. Person came to me with one page. And if you are charged with the responsibility of developing, you start by ensuring that this one page becomes a business. You will not just take. But in addition to that, you got a The criteria of funding resembles that of the commercial sector that would want you to provide certain documents. Let us make an example of how a stock firm operates. In a stock firm, if the stock firm meets at 3 o'clock, I can go to a member of the open because the open doesn't fund a person who is not a man. It operates like a corporation. Thank you.
go to a mirror number. Number I need 500 rand to pay school fees for my children. And there will be an agreement between me and Nomsa, which is Nomsa is going to go to the stockbroker and borrow money on my behalf. And when Nomsa arrives at the stockbroker, because she is a member, there is no need to produce any business plan, there is no need to produce any bank statement, there is no need to produce any of the documents that are required by the bank. Because it is a survival kind of a financial service that is based on the trust and also is based on community ownership. So that is the point that was being made by Honorable Mabasa. Demonstrate to us that you are talking to those women that are working barefoot, with no shoes, are selling on the street, how you provide them with money. And because Bona, they see those people as a risk, they begin that to intermediary. And intermediary, most of them don't understand that culture. So, in that context, the ANC's position on this point is that let us keep this point as it is because it speaks to that. We would want to take that better. Moving forward. Maybe there is to the point of this we can say something. Oh. Are you thinking?
So,
yes, paragraph 14. Information of the new department has opened. I would propose that we change that to health.
It's again the way that's going to be written. That my master has spoken about. Capital letters. Bulletin number 18.
For me, paragraph 20, I think that this was the situation before without an explanation from the execution. And after I got the explanation, this paragraph has to change. Because the explanation was given. I remember I even made an example of Mark Hasselman. And Honorable Chen who provided it, which is what can we then change this paragraph 20 either needs to be paraphrased or needs to be taken out because the explanation was made. It's no longer an open relationship.
Madam Secretary, I think we just need to add it to some sort of in our writings in a list of definitions, so that whenever we talk about gazelles, we know that is the definition. Wherever we're going to write gazelle, I don't know, but it needs to be defined in our definitions.
But in terms of this paragraph, what are we saying? Can I finish?
Because we don't have a definition for that class and people don't know what we are referring to in the context of what we are doing.
Maybe you were born before. Mm-hmm. Before? Mm-hmm. Yes.
What?
Maybe the explanation was given and the definition was given when we have introduced ourselves. We did get. I'm saying that this understanding was when we had not been clarified of what we mean by that. And after we have been clarified, we know what the government are.
I think I was misunderstood, Chuck. I was not referring to the committee. I was referring to a third party reading the document. I know it was explained to the committee.
The point that we are asked is whether we paraphrase to make the person who is reading the document have the same understanding that we have, or we take the paragraph out. That is where we are.
No, Chair, I propose we take the decision out.
Yeah, sure. You see, my problem is that if we were only bogged down by the Carellas issue, then still we are caught up by the issue of the SNE and the upper and the FNMD and the lower level. So that still must be highlighted to the FNMD because it still would be there outside the parameters of the Carellas.
Honorable Ramaphosa is helping us to hear as whether the issue is the meaning of the gazelle or the issue is the performance indicator and the differentiation between the upper and FNMD and the lower end. What is the issue that we want to raise here? Honorable.
Thanks, Chair. I'm actually not on the point on the table. My question should be excused to some division now.
Honorable Mark, we will be adopting this.
On 30 minutes you gave us, I've went through the report. And when the time comes for the adoption of the report, can we read with those amendments that you think? Obviously, the EFF will reject and the EFF will support.
Thank you very much. We are recording another part of NFP. Okay, thanks. Can you go back then to what is the issue here that we want to make? What is the issue that we are talking to here?
No, Chair, outside the Kazakh station, we still need this because it is not there on the thing here, it is not there, and they have to deal with their time around. What are the determinations on the upper declines, the hazard determinations for 1 is lower. So they are saying it is not yet clear, so they still need to wait the guidelines thereof. And I believe it's a valid point that we have to have it under observation so that in future it is covered, very clearly covered, who goes into which category, who has weight and who is a father. Somebody must graduate, somebody must cut. So I think that's the situation.
Can someone else assist us on how to paraphrase that? Honorable Tom, I think you're there.
Yes.
I'm waiting for you.
You know, it's a convoluted sentence for those sentences. I think that it's simplest just to say that there was no clear definition of high growth and gazelle businesses, full stop. That's just leave it at that. That's the observation. The concern I have is that there isn't a recommendation relating to that. And I believe that we did make a recommendation, I recall this, that different programs need to be developed for different rates of little businesses with different rates of growth. So, yes, that's the recommendation. But I think going back to this, paragraph 20 should be scrapped and it should be replaced with the, it's observed that, I can't remember what I said exactly, there was no clear definition or distinction between high growth businesses and gazelles. That's it. Distinction in the definition of high growth businesses and gazelles.
Upper end.
You can say upper end, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Upper end, correct, yes. That was the word that was used in the report. Yes. You're quite right. Yes.
To comply with the one that was already known, and even so that parameter was micro, small, and major. So why would it produce normal
just take out that whole paragraph, nonsense. Just take it out. There's no distinction between in the definitions of upper end and the delta. There was no clear distinction between the definitions of take out and the definitions of upper end and gazelle businesses. That's it.
But I still think that we need to explain what a gazelle is, even if it is in part of any type of for a person who is using it, because you now understand. I didn't understand.
Yeah, but then we need to do the same for upper end. That I don't think the department has clarified that definition either.
I think it must be in our recommendation.
I agree.
Yes, we make it
in our recommendation. In the recommendation, the patients will find those.
I think the same would apply to the grant and incentive.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because they treated grant and incentive as the same thing.
paragraph one, I would rewrite the first line as follows. The department should rethink its budget for program one. The department should rethink its budget for program one. What it currently means or suggests is that they should think of increasing its funds, which is completely the opposite of what we're saying. So, you got that, Lonzo? Mm-hmm. The department should rethink its budget for program one. Take out that, because it's in more funds in it. More funds out, let's take that. You repeated program one. Okay. Then it should carry on the next line. Administration, compare, take out the comma, compared to the core functions of the department. So repeat, replace and oppose to. Replace it with compared to. So just take out as opposed and replace it with compared. Okay? And then last line of that bullet. It should read, the 20-80 ratio should be used whereby 20% of the budget, take out A, the full frenzy, be allocated for support functions and 80% to core functions. Yes. You can keep 20% of the budget to be allocated to support functions and 80% to core functions.
If N looks well, so why can't you raise it in observation? Yes, if it is a cooperative development. problem. You would also find that under the best business support, you would still find the same. You would have Powell and Isabel, and you would still have those programs under. Which then creates a confusion. Which is also the point that we are making, that in our understanding, an incubator is your action supposed to be with us. But now find that A. Because incubators were started when the function that has migrated to us was still under DTI. Now you have two departments having incubators. That is what we are speaking to, that you have this location. And also we pointed out that, again in our department you have youth development, and on the other hand you have MIDA. Yes. Yes. You end up not knowing if you are a cooperative, where do you go to? You go to the program designed for cooperatives, or you go to the program designed for cooperatives, and then you are told that, no, we can't support you with that service, you must go to. No, however, or you must go to safer. So that is the problem that you have. Or you must go to the intermediary. So it's all over. The other type of services are all over. Mm-hmm. The person that you see in the mountain agency, SMM is a cooperative. Here are your services. And because the department is at an initial stage, it is important to point that out so that when they meet for the structure that we have talked about and they redesign the institutional arrangement, they are already aware that their resources are scattered all over and they are putting a lot of confusion. And it's a vacation that I was okay. Because you then find a person going to and asking for something and then coming this side and ask for something and then go to that same, because they don't even speak to each other. The fact that they don't plan under one group means there is no way of cross-checking. So can you then pass?
I think we just want to address the principle here. We don't want, because if we start with examples, I think we will stay here all afternoon, because of bad planning or ministers that don't want to let go of some of the responsibilities or whatever the reasons are, there will be ample examples in the three departments. So I think we must just address a principle and then just make sure that in our next 4 years, we make sure that we fix the principle. Thank you.
I'm sure it's the language of the department. Sometimes in our telecourse, it becomes difficult. On bulletin number 14, the second sentence, moreover, it must ensure that the employee staff that has a passion of development so as to circumvent. What is that word? I cannot even read it. Mm-hmm. Even most of the so far here.
Yeah,
Point 4, last word, take off D, prioritize in the present. Okay. Okay, paragraph 5. Second line, last word with the objective space and with D. Then next sentence. So as to maximize value for money from the budget allocated to the
I was suggesting that after status, you say with the status report on transaction agreement, so that we remove off air.
Everyone know what
ETT
stands for?
Yes. But our constituency will not know. I think for that application goes directly in hand with what the Honorable Kruger suggested. We must ask ourselves if we don't need a page of abbreviations and 2 weeks, final conditions and 2 weeks. At the end, it's just as an attachment.
I think that it is good at the setup of confusion. And therefore suggest that they we write to the department for both departments in school. So say both departments of school business and development and the department of economic development speak in English. So that even a person who has forgotten what he did is
speak. Because surely another micro species is also when you are cheaper, not very very comfortable.
For me, this is the core of the conclusion. There is power struggles left. So for me, if both departments are the same in food, it highlights the importance of it.
So you want the generals to be nice?
I don't want to call the state to give me. Both the Department of Small Business Development and the Department of Economic Development to speed the resolve and technical migration. We are very specific. They are not mandated to go and decide whether to migrate. They are mandated to be with the technical aspects of the question. Department of Economic
Development. It actually should be
DED
or DED.
Department of
But in terms of if we're using acronyms, we have to use that ETT. Although in the bull, you are quite right there, Honorable Chance. Because that's how it has been used historically. And even currently in the department, that's how it's being done.
Yes. Yes.
It is both the department responsible for development and department of economic development should then continue.
Paragraph 12. I suggest that it reads as follows. The first line is again. Second line should read fully account to the department for that and deal with any of those hindrances accordingly. Full stop.
Hindrances.
Of those hindrances accordingly. To replace that with those hindrances should be fully. Right? Full stop. After accordingly. Then it should say, if, for example, if legislation and it should apostrophe it, actually apostrophe S, the department should push amendments to such legislation. Amendment 2, that legislation. Okay. Should I carry on, sir? Paragraph 13.
Paragraph 13, insert the word A to the full chief executive. Appoint a chief executive. Okay. Paragraph 14. Second line. Moreover, it must ensure that employees have a passion for. Right? Develop sense to circumvent, which means get around, honorable. Remember? Get around. Avoid. The high staff turnover as a result of them leaving for greener pastures. Take out, remove, say prevent. Take out circumvent and replace it with prevent. High staff turnover as a result of them leaving for greener pastures. Then leaving, or leaving, L-E-A-E, or your cursor's gone to the wrong spot. Okay, then there's just a query of technicality under paragraph 15, Chair. 1% of the private sector. It's very unclear. What are you saying about 1% of what? I don't remember us having...
What did this say? Tax or the state? Like you
know. The turnover tax, what is it? The 1% of what? Profits, turnover, asset value, lots of...
A little bit.
We begin with this question with the secretaries, which is what said is one of the others highlighted not in meetings, but can you take off, because I was not sure what the witness said that it was one of the resolution from the meeting based on where we get the engagement. You know, that was not my particular show. Can you clarify that one?
I think in the meeting there was, as Mr. Chance is raising it now, of saying 10% of what, of the turnover or what, it was not highlighted in the surface. 10% of the.
1%.
I mean, 1% is. It was not as of the 1% of the turnover or 1% of income that checked.
I think in view of that, we must remove the 1%. If we don't know what is 1% of, we can't put in the 1%. It's too ambiguous.
Yeah.
Just so suggest, Chair, that it says, developed of an enterprise development funds sourced from private sector funds. Without specifying the amount, otherwise
we'd be
risky.
This is what we now recommend, that's something new that is not there for now.
Okay. Let's finish a few other points. Then paragraph 17. The department must speedily establish F cooperative bank. Insert the word F. And then 18, last line. Opportunities meant for them, comma. For example, set aside. Full stop. For example, set aside. Full stop. There's no such thing as a set aside product. Set aside is a percentage of business that is set aside for a particular category of business. So just say, for example, set aside or something. I understand.
I remember this was the point that was explained. I raised an issue to support the establishment of cooperative. It's the cooperative bank. That is correct, I mean. It's the cooperative agent. And the cooperative academy. And to me, those are very, very key in the sense that when you look at the entire budget, support services of cooperatives are started. But then it amounts to 2%. That is in the cooperative development program amounts to 2%. What then makes all this support services to be all over is the absence of the cooperative development agency. And also the same approach that has started the focus, SEMA SNME, is that the cooperative bank is at the treasurer, the academy is at a higher education, in terms of development. As a result, we don't know the focus that they can make. And also, what what are the milestones? The milestones for those to take off the ground are not where they are, because those people are located in others and want to avoid that. This is why then the department has to be the one that is driving, even if the service itself would end up reaching in another
the establishment, driving the establishment of that, help to be done by the department as it chances the responsibility of developing cooperation. So the proposal is for the development the cooperative development academy is number one in terms of sequence. The agency is number one in terms of sequence, followed by the academy, because that's where you are then training people.
So that's what 17 and 18 are.
Yes. And then to back. Okay. Okay. I'm done with page 25. Page 26.
On number 23. The second line, I propose that the programs that help so that the place is health. Then on number 24, I propose exercises so that we have an S. But I wanted to make two proposals, not necessarily following the sequence. There is somewhere we said that the department coming from trade and industry, you know, I'm not saying it directly, but I think if the secretaries could look for that so that they say from trade and industry and EGP, that's one matter. Then the second matter I wanted to observe is that the informal traders or informal business are inadequately supported. Actually, there is no support structure for them, so that we are able to make recommendations, the appropriate recommendations. Then the last one is that the department should, I don't know whether it should be the department itself, but there must be an entity that registers these informal businesses, you know, because they are not necessarily known, they are not, and it suits them not to be known. But it is also their detriment, because they think if they are known, they will be, they will have to pay tax, they will have to oblige most of these requirements. I think the challenge that we face is how do we know and acknowledge the existence of informal businesses without threatening them, without making them to run away from us, so that we are able to support them, because it's only if they are known where we can be able to supply the appropriate support systems. But how do we do it without chasing them away, without making them to hide under the bed? Thanks, Colin.
Okay. The first observation, if I hear you well, is that there are no support services that are designed to support the survivalist. Okay, and then what is the recommendation?
Sir, before the recommendation, I think we have a subject covering it, because issues of registration and licensing of the diploma is for now.
No, I'm not. It's just that I don't have a way of enriching what Ngakarama Mphase is saying. But if we leave it like that, it will get lost. We won't be able to track it. The formation does not give us authority of knowing what is going on.
Mantee, as a solution, we can just say that we need to or work on a strategy to formalize informal business. So that it's just there, so that we can always refer back to it. I mean, we're not going to solve that today, but we need a strategy to formalize business. And the role players mostly, one of the big role players will be informal business. So,
I like this point, but I also hear Honorable Mabas saying we should not come across to them as people that want to restrict them. We should come across them as people that we want to access. This would then for me, I suppose, this would then for me mean that we should develop a strategy to formalize non-formal businesses and design adequate support services and incentives for them. Which will then begin to say, okay, we want them to be there. We are not coming there to pounce on them.
Thank you, Chair. I don't think it's a very new concept. I think with the taxi industry 20 years or 15 years ago, government did exactly the same thing. They formalized the taxi industry. And yes, in the beginning there was some actions, but I mean today most of them are formalized businesses. So what I'm saying is a blueprint.
I'm not disputing what you are saying, but I'm saying in our sentence,
yeah,
that also include to formalize non-formal businesses, including support services and incentives. Including provision of their support services and incentives.
Is it possible to capture a thought about red tape? Because there are a number of people who are scared when you talk about the registering. They are thinking of these complicated forms, and there are a number of people in informal business to unlittle. So in that sentence, if we can catch an idea that the process is going to be as simple as possible, so that people will think right before they talk about the register.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Chair, you see, my problem would be we have it already in our previous discussions. What led us to a point of local economic development in municipalities? We said, let's think of them as a one-stop shop at the municipality, because that is the doorstep of our people. Municipalities are at the doorstep. When they move, they go to municipality. But if those LEGs can be strengthened through the collaboration way, because we can't let such a forum or a structure in a municipality outside our own programs or processes. So it calls for us to go and get into the LEGs in municipalities and create that power that will be able to deal with the issues. Train people there, get proper people who would be doing the job, get the people to come there. The question of their fear would be released because people, in most cases, are very free to frequent municipality offices. Now, I'm saying if we come with another center that will deal with that, it is contradicting what we want to do because we have said, if possible, let's eliminate many centers. Let's try to have one center when it comes to the township economy or local economy. Let's try to make it happen and the conducive space for that is at the municipality level through the LEG. We have said it many times before.
So I'm afraid that we need
can I tell you what I'm hearing? I hear you, Honorable Ramaphosa, talking about the relocation and making a services easily accessible by engaging the metro municipality. But at the same time, you are also addressing the issue of violence. Yes. What I hear Honorable Kruger advancing and Honorable Ramaphosa is a development of a strategy. Formalize the informal businesses and simplify their support services and incentives to make them easily accessible. Because yes, they are located there, they are by law, but then there has to be a strategy. Are you covered from
this? No. Just a point on the red tag, and I missed that point. The previous slide was 25. Point number 20. We tried to address red tag there, but I think this doesn't make, we tried to address red tag there. But you can see this, the sentence doesn't make sense. I would just say the department could be clear on actions to be taken showing that those guidelines or that their guidelines, because it's not those guidelines, there's their guidelines. So they're there. The guidelines for red tape reductions are implemented full stop. Forget about so what municipality felt. Those is the guidelines of red tape reductions. Are implemented full stop. And take the rest of the system just. Then we have very great municipality. I think that I said that I must put municipality to that account. This word was even earlier from Ramaphosa, but most of the relatives are existing in municipalities. And then that relative cardinal that the department spoke about in the submission. So we said, most of the relatives are concentrated in the local in municipalities. So at least if that guideline is a proper monitoring. Properly monitoring the municipality, I think we can achieve better results. That's why we emphasize not like that the gifts only in municipality, but the bulk of the gifts exist there. That's why we qualify by saying municipality.
Jay, the guidelines is additional municipalities. So what we say, if we just implement the guidelines of 2012, of the presidency guidelines to reduce rate, we'll be very far. from where we are at the moment. So where it happens, on which level of government, because it's red tape on provincial level, it's red tape on national level, it's red tape on government level, and the guidelines recognize that. So they must, all that the parliament must do is they must just implement the guidelines. And then we talk about the guidelines of 2012, introduced by the president.
The one point is that I think it is our responsibility to capture under the observations the vulnerable groups so that we are able to cover people with disabilities, you know. But if we could be able to develop a phrase there so that we are also under recommendations, it would also capture something. Because now those are the groups that often fall through the fingers. So I'm proposing to look at that.
But
I just
so I said that, did we observe that? In one of our meetings, once we were at least one, we spoke about it. And that's a fact. I mean, I'm not questioning what Honorable Mob Boss are saying, but I'm saying we never talked about it.
We never.
No, it's true. So we can't say this is our operation, which would be a nice note. But we never discussed.
But it's a problem.
You are right to sit right and we need to help in some way. So that we definitely
look at it in the next 4 years. Maybe just as a recommendation, not as an observation, but just as a recommendation. We'll not put the observations if you never observe.
We could still make
an
operation on
this.
Maybe. Because nothing is discussed. If there is no focus on people with disabilities, and we have these problems, I still make it as an observation. But given today, we did make an observation and then make a recommendation. Hello, Sean.
Thanks, Chair. Going back to page 26, paragraph 23. If I may make some suggestion of that sentence. The department should consider. So should mean all policies and legislation and the government programs. I'll read the whole sentence and then I'll go through it. The department should bring all policies and legislation and the government programs that are migrated to the department. The department has an amended National Small Business Act. So that is the act that governs the functions of the department. As I understand. The department should bring all policies and legislation and the government programs that have migrated to the department to Parliament and an amended National Small Business Act. Currently we're operating under the amendment of 2005, which is 10 years out of date.
I remember we did talk about that. Yes. Yes, we did talk about that and we said that it has to be prioritized. Okay. Is there a link for that?
Okay, so the first one should bring, seal that sentence. All politicians assess the government programs that have moderated. To the departments, to Parliament, as an amended National Small Business Act. As an amended. Amended. National Small Business Act. Yeah, but that's the point. I mean, that's fine as it is, but the point that I think it needs to be added here, so as you recall, we said that the Integrated Support Program, what's the point?
The Integrated Support Program should also be migrated from the DGI. That's not there as a recommendation, it should be included. Migrated this part, all policies relating to small business must be covered in the National Small Business Act. Right? It's the incubation support program is a technical term. Incubation. Program, capital I, S, and T. From the DGI. Back to paragraph 23. I think with Honourable Kruger's suggestion that paragraph should now read, the department should bring all policies and legislation that govern that relates to small business development, that relates take our government that relates to small business development and then take out programs that have migrated to the department. Take out from programs to Kikai. Yep, Kikai all the way through to the Department of Department, take that up. To Parliament has an amended National Service Act. and then special call position X should have been capitalized. First letters. And N for national.
I'm not sure if it's not because I want to be
I think that's
royal blue.
Chair, I move for the adoption of the report of the report. Yes. Thank you.
Can we have an over for the adoption of the report on the report at work of the Department of Small Business Development? Honorable Mabapa?
I so move, Comrade Chair.
Can we have a responder? Honorable Mabapa?
I second the adoption of the report, Chair.
The DA would like to reserve its rights on the report, Madam Chair.
Are there any other comments?
You did very well, you know, on the report. Exceptionally well. So, you are expressing reservations on your report.
I hope that will come out of your speech tomorrow, Ronald.
the Portfolio Committee on Small Business Development has very adopted its report with the FDA reserving its rights. I thank you. Let me take the opportunity to thank all members for their experience in working together, and I have seen a lot of passion in addressing issues that affect the small businesses. And I think all political parties are very well. Thank you very much for contributing. Well, we are in the world of politics, all political parties are concerned. Right, to say that they are cutting the portion of their political parties up, but really I must commend the good work in which we work, and I wish that we continue in that way. We work as a very good team. Thank you very much for our time, and our speaker. Congress for the good spirit. There was no fighting here. We are all focusing on the work. We are full public representatives. Then the party politics will be bleak when we debate. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My way is also just to express gratitude for your leadership, because you have been patiently leading the Portfolio Committee exceptionally well. So we also thank you, Mr. Chair.
Yeah, I think that it's a pity that in the House, when a debate are taking place, there is howling. But I think that if there was no howling, if people were to listen to the debate, because I'm anxiously awaiting to hear good stuff to come from the debate of this person, which, if taken seriously, would actually assist in the process of developing and headquarters. I don't think that any member from this political committee would end there and not talk and not raise issues that would be of benefit for small businesses and cooperatives. But then the environment that we would be debating in is a different environment. But if it was according to my wishes, people would listen and not ignore it, because it's a particular political party that is speaking. Because very good point, I know that there are very good points that will come from this.
from each and every member of the society. And that is how what will make us feel for this country. Thank you very much.
You can all get this copy. Can you email us the changes?
Yes. The final copy you get here.
Thank you.